CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Six people allegedly linked to an international rhino horn trafficking syndicate are about to line up in court in Pretoria. They were arrested in Sunnyside this morning after handing themselves over to the Hawks' wildlife trafficking unit. The five men, aged between 49 and 84, and a 60-year-old woman, are accused of running a sophisticated operation that illegally moved rhino horns out of South Africa, targeting markets in Southeast Asia. Hawks spokesperson Christopher Singo says they've been investigating the syndicate since 2017.
Investigation discovered an allegation of fraud against the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment, where the suspects allegedly applied for the permits to sell and buy rhino horn locally, but were earmarked for the international illegal markets. The identified fraudulent permit scheme account for an estimated 964 rhino horns with an estimated value of millions of rand.
Eskom says it's moving away from coal. The power utility has launched its first renewable energy offtake program. It's part of its plans to increase clean energy sources by 2040. It's inviting large power users to procure 291 megawatts of solar power capacity. Eskom's Daphne Mokoena says contracts will run between 5 and 25 years, with projects coming online in phases from December 2027.
The program follows an expression of interest process and an extensive engagement with commercial and industrial customers, which showed strong demand for direct contracting through long-term power purchase agreements. These agreements enable businesses to align with global sustainability standards, reduce carbon footprint, and green their supply chains, enhancing competitiveness.
Interested service providers have exactly a month to submit proposals. International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola says Japan is a vital partner in South Africa's economy. He was speaking ahead of South Africa's participation in the Tokyo International Conference on African Development. It's taking place in Yokohama and starts tomorrow. Minister Lamola says Japan has invested across key sectors, including manufacturing and the automotive industry.
So this remains a very key important strategic platform, but they are not only invested in terms of the economy. The fact that they are participating in the entire value chain, as I've already said, is very key also for South Africa's participation in the Africa Free Trade Area, in the whole continent, but also to ensure that our own minerals are processed in the African continent.
In West Africa, the death toll from a weekend bus accident in Benin has climbed to 27. The vehicle veered off a bridge and plunged into the Ueme River after departing from neighboring Togo's capital, Lome. 16 passengers are still missing. 9 people survived the crash. The top story: 6 people allegedly linked to an international rhino horn trafficking syndicate are about to line up in a Pretoria court after they were arrested this morning. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.